Ladies and gentlemen, please direct your attention to midfield as we celebrate the 28th Buffalo Bills Wall of Fame ceremony. And now, here's the voice of the Bills, John Murphy.
Thank you, JP. In 1980, the Buffalo Bills Wall of Fame was created to honor former players, coaches, and administrators who played a significant role in shaping the tradition of Buffalo Bills football. Today's recipient exemplifies that very definition. On December 30th, 1985, Bill Polian took over as general manager of a Buffalo Bills team that had finished 2-14. In just three short seasons, Polian and his staff shaped the Buffalo Bills into a winner. All they did was win. In his seven seasons as general manager, the Bills participated in the playoffs five times, including three consecutive Super Bowl appearances. As a Buffalo Bill, he was named NFL Executive of the Year twice, both in 1988 and in 1991, in recognition of his outstanding achievements. Bill, on behalf of Mr. Ralph Wilson and the entire Buffalo Bills organization, I would like to present you with your Hall of Fame ring, a lasting symbol of your excellence as a general manager. We will also present your wife, Eileen Polian, with the Wall of Fame locket, signifying the importance of family to the Buffalo Bills tradition. Now, please join me as we turn our attention to the east end zone, way up high, as we officially unveil the 28th member of the Buffalo Bills Wall of Fame, Bill Polian.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much. This is about thanking lots of people who made this possible. First of all, Mr. Wilson, who took a chance on an unknown many years ago, and with his commitment to win and his friendship and support, we achieved great things. The happiest professional day of my life was when I got the call from him this past spring telling me that I would be up there. The greatest thing about this is that I can share it with family, friends, colleagues, and you, the fans. First of all, family. My Hall of Fame wife, Eileen, and our children, who are all grown up now. Many of you remember them as ball boys. Chris and his wife, Debbie, and his children, Jack, Caroline, and Kate, Brian, and his wife, Lori, and his their children, Aiden and Charlotte, who's 4 months old, and Lynn and her two children, Will and Annie, and our son, Dennis. Buffalo educated every single one. The players, many of whom you see standing behind me, and those who are not here. Teammates on what I believe is one of the NFL's greatest teams. No one will ever go to four straight Super Bowls again. And the man who made this all possible for all of us, my mentor, my friend, the man who taught me all I know about professional football and most of what I know about life, Coach Marv Levy. Last but not least, you, the fans of Western New York, the best anywhere in any sport. Your passion fueled us. Your support carried us through tough times. Your friendship remains with us all these years later. I still get fired up when I hear shout. Whenever I come back, someone always comes up without fail and says, "Welcome home." Thank you for making these days and those days the happiest of our lives. God bless you all.